Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's compare weekends. Not that I'm competitive. How was yours?
It was very good.
What'd you do? You can't remember, can you?
Well, I couldn't remember, and then I did remember. I watched lots of sport, played a bit of sport, did some other work, and that's about it. What are you rolling your eyes at?
Sport.
Come Down With Me last night and saw, unfortunately, quite a lot of Eurovision on Saturday night.
Amazing. Did you see the guy who had his song written by Ronan Keating and looked and sounded exactly like Ronan Keating? Yeah. It's almost like a Ronan Keating stalker.
As far as the Irish accent.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
But he was from Denmark.
He's from Denmark.
That was odd. And obviously it sounded like Ronan Keating. One, because he was doing an impression of him. And two, because the song was written by Ronan. Weird. I thought it was a little bit uneventful, really.
Well, it was a bit difficult to know what was going on because Graham Norton talks all over the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like, leave it, Graham.
Will you shut up and let him talk?
I quite enjoyed it. I was expecting Norway to win.
I didn't really care.
Looked a bit like my flatmate. Think about
it. Do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. Everyone was texting
me. But younger.
Well, yeah. I was watching it in delay, going because I did the lottery on Saturday, so I had it an hour delay.
What? So presumably you got home from the lottery without listening to any radio or anything, so you didn't know what would happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I made sure that my phone was switched off, so no one could
exactly.
No one could tell me the exciting
I can't believe
news.
You get so into Eurovision, you watch it on a delay.
Yeah, I didn't start watching it till 9. Then yesterday I went to see the new Tom Hanks film.
Why Angels and Demons?
Yeah, Angels and Demons. Sequel to the Da Vinci Code. It's very busy in the...
Prequel
to the Da Vinci Code, I knew that. And it's very busy in there. It's obviously going to be a big film, I predict.
Right, well done, you.
I was behind the girl eating popcorn with her mouth open. I hate that. I have to say, I did...
Although if you were behind her, it shouldn't have bothered you as much because you would be able to see her.
I can still hear her.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I fell asleep halfway through. There was a really boring historical bit like halfway through. I was like, oh God. But the end is really good. It's like a race against time. I can't pretend that I understood a lot of it.
Was it too highbrow for you, apart from the chase at the end?
Oh, don't get me wrong, a great film, but bits of it, I was lost. No idea.
It probably didn't help that you thought it was the sequel when actually it was the prequel.
I can watch whole films and not understand what's going on and still quite enjoy them. Anyway, Becky, out of all us, I think, had the best weekend. Check this.
Well, Saturday I choked on a fishbone, which I now think is in my lung. And last night I went
Why do you think it's in your lung?
Because I've just got a bit of pain and I can't breathe properly.
Right.
Anyway, last night I went to a gig at London's Camden Roundhouse, which I thought was going to be really cool. And it turns out to be a load of 65-year-old men in lab coats playing the Doctor Who theme.
And at what point would you think that was going to be cool?
Well, I didn't quite know what we were going to see before I went to see it. So I thought, oh, it's at the Roundhouse, that'll be well good.
Yeah. And it wasn't.
It was good, but when all these old guys came out, I was like, what on earth is this?
Lab technician coats?
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was the Radiophonic Workshop. Right. They basically made loads of 70s TV themes.
And played them all for you?
Yeah, for about 2.5 hours.
Oh my God. For 2.5 hours?
Yeah, basically.
You in the mosh pit at the front?
Yeah. Were you one of their groupies?
No, but they had a lot of them there. You'd be surprised.
Really? Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
Okay, now it's time for some of your emails that you've been sending in. It's Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady, reads out what you got to say and we answer it. Any emails you want to send? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you could put Dear Scott in the subject, that would really help. Thanks.
Why, exactly?
Because it helps him with his admin when he's going through his inbox. You've got this really annoying noise on your computer at the moment which you can't turn off. So when he comes in the morning, it's like ding, 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 ding as he deletes all his emails.
I can't switch it off. I don't know how. So
I bet you can, but you can. I bet you've put it on just to show how popular you are with all your new emails every morning.
Do you really think that I would be able to switch it off? Think about it. Think about it.
No.
No.
True.
It is a bit annoying, though, I can imagine, for the other two at 5.30, where it's going, do-doom, 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 do-doom.
He's doing it to the Hello, Hello theme tune earlier.
Not on purpose. Was I?
Really?
That's amazing. Anyway, first one.
Hi. I've been having a few ideas for Scott Mills the musical. I could play the younger version of you. I take GCSE drama and so far got an A star in my coursework. I also want to be a radio DJ, so would be able to play the part with real conviction. I really think I could make this musical a massive hit. And soon enough, the Scott Mills movie will be out. OK, maybe a little too far. Hoping for a positive reply, Sean in Swindon. Smiley.
Well, Sean in Swindon, I have to say there's been quite a lot of email action from various actors and actresses over the weekend.
Right.
Sending in their CVs. Some of them just want to direct the show, some want to do the lighting, but there are a lot of people who do want to play me in it, and Becky. But quite a lot of interest in that.
Is there going to be a... she looks quite horrified at that. Is there going to be a younger version of you in this?
We haven't decided yet. We don't know anything. I mean, that's okay. What. Any suggestions you've got about the Scott Mills musical, it is happening. The theatre is booked at the Edinburgh Festival in August. We're going to be doing this show from there, and there is a musical on for 3 nights about me.
Presumably, whoever plays the younger you is going to have a moon face.
Yeah.
Because the younger you had on your publicity shots from years ago had a massive moon head.
Yes, only moon faces need apply.
For the younger Scott.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, the posh Radio 4 lady, and Scott.
Hi.
Firstly, I can't wait to have this read out by the posh Radio 4 lady on the podcast. Hint, hint. I'd just like to say to Becky, why don't you wear makeup? You'd look beautiful if you put a bit of Rimmel London on you. Not that you're not beautiful, but it would shut moody Chappers up when you walk in looking like hot stuff. Get a fringe as well. It'll totally rid you of that forehead. Laughing smiley. Also, I'd like to say that Chappers is a sexist bumface who perves on Sky Sports ladies who would never go for him. And he won't stop moaning, and he's not exactly a looker himself. He looks like an ex-footballer who still thinks he's the bomb, and the only reason he hates loose women is because he's one of the rubbish men that they talk about. Angry smiley. Love you, heart smiley. Amrit, 17, from Stoke-on-Trent.
I think I got off quite lightly there.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Wow. Don't hold back, Amrit. Anything you want to say, that's fine. Have you considered makeup, Becky, before?
Shut up. It's obviously it's a natural one that I've got. Obviously, I need to go thicker.
I'm a bit shocked. Get a fringe, it'll rid you of that large forehead.
It's true, though. It is a bit big, isn't it?
Can I just do a makeshift fringe? Yeah, it is better.
You're going to sort Chappers out as well?
What can
it's
I do?
It's harder work, isn't it?
I'm beyond hope, aren't I?
He's
according
just a sexist
to Amrit.
You sexist bum face. I like ones like that. More of those, please.
That isn't going to be turned into a ringtone, is it?
I hope not. Next.
Dear Scott, we would love it if you would come to our school and open our summer fair. You can have free cups of coffee, a beer and a hog roast. A Village People tribute will be there too. Please say that you can come. Steph, smiley.
I like it that Steph thought that the Village People tribute would sway it for me to go.
Has it?
More the hog roast. Is that where they put an actual pig on and just, like, flame it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But she doesn't say when it is, so we can't say whether we'll go or not.
No, because obviously I've got a very busy diary.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, the Village People and the hog roast sound brilliant, so get back to me, thanks. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky and the one who doesn't speak. I'm just wondering, does the love stop once the off-air light comes on between you four? Do you spend any quality time with each other outside work hours? I could listen to you all 24 hours a day with Scott's cheekiness, Chappers' grumpiness, Becky's loveliness and the one who doesn't speak's silentness. Love you all from Ben in Birmingham.
No, we don't. Next question.
No,
we do.
It's very
you
frosty, generally off
air. You're the one that doesn't speak, go out for drinks. I go round to Chappers and watch programmes about aeroplanes.
Well, that hasn't actually happened
but
yet, has it?
I'm saying now that it would be quite good if it did.
But as I've explained before, all the programmes on aeroplanes are on the upstairs generic hard disk recorder, which means you'd have to watch them in bed with me.
You're just doing that thing because you've been put on the spot of like, oh yeah, darling, we must meet up soon. You must come round to each other's house, and it's never going to happen.
He only invited me round to his for an on-air feature. That's the only time I've ever been
round. That's the only time I've been round either,
yeah,
Scott Camp.
Charming.
So the answer is no, we don't get along at all. Yeah, of course we do. It's 7:27. We just don't go around each other's houses that much, do we?
You're going to say it again like you mean it.
Of course we do. We love each other very much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, tell you what, Becky.
What?
Lily Allen's got a great fringe. If you're going to get one, maybe copy hers.
But she's got really thick hair, and the problem is mine's really fine, so I could push all my hair forward and I still wouldn't look like a proper fringe.
So what, you'd need really thick hair for a good fringe?
Yeah. Oh.
Just do what...
Otherwise it just looks like two little straggly bits hanging in front of me.
Just do what I did when I was younger. Take a... Like I did with Philip Schofield.
Do I really want to look like you when you were younger?
No. Take a photo of Lily Allen's fringe into the hairdressers and go, I want that.
So you want Becky to take that publicity shot of you upstairs when you were 16 with a big moon head into the hairdressers and say, I want to look like this.
My hair's curly, but it's not that curly.
Taking a photo into the hairdresser does sometimes work.
Yeah, but not of a 16-year-old.
I'm not taking that one. One that doesn't speak has got Grimmie's publicity photo in front of him. He's got a bowl cut.
Yeah, get one of them.
His mum still cuts his hair, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's a Pyrex, isn't it? It's 7:44. Got some very exciting news.
Yeah.
Our favourite French girl group, the Dolly Rockers.
Yeah.
We talked about them last week. We've been playing a bit of their song, Je suis un Dolly. Voulez-vous. So sophisticated, aren't they?
Have we worked out yet whether, because we couldn't work out last week whether they're from Paris or Marseille?
Paris.
We don't know.
Right.
Oh, I thought they were from Paris.
Are they?
Yeah, just outside.
I'm taking your word on that, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, we've been getting very, very excited. Thanks to the fact that we love it so much, the Dolly Rockers have been on saying, hello, Scott.
Right. Very deep voices.
We would like to release this, Je suis un Dolly,
okay,
for download for free. And that's what they're doing. If you didn't get any of that, they're releasing it for download for free, and you can get it now. Our favourite Frenchies, the Dolly Rockers.
I'm sorry, the water doesn't... Why does he dance like that when he's just
like a chicken?
Yeah.
It's complete like dad dancing.
Yeah.
He likes
he
to
dances,
get himself to a hotspot.
When Peter Kay says, you know, when dads are on their way to the dance floor at a wedding and they do and they do that little dance before they get to the dance floor, that's exactly what he's doing.
Let's see it again. Watch him go. I wish you could see this. Anyway, so you don't have to pay for this. Because we've been playing it and we love it, they've been on saying, Scott, we shall release this because you think it is très bien. And you just go to thedollyrockers.com, it's their website, obviously, and you can get it for free from now till Friday. How good is that?
Très bien.
Gonna get an eyeful. I like that. Get an eyeful.
Have they released a French version in their own country?
I don't know.
Be interesting.
That would be good, actually. They probably have, to be honest.
Yeah, I would have thought
so. Since they are French. Thanks, Dolly Rockers. It's Best Guest Week all week. We each take it in turns, each member of the team, to book a guest. It's Becky's turn today. There is a flight case just outside the studio, which means it's someone that probably plays some kind of instrument.
It's a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one. Mm. You sure it's not Elton John?
Mm, yeah.
Is it the Dolly Rockers?
All will be...
All in one case?
All will be revealed after 8:30. Radio 1 Podcasts.
And Becky is now going to tell us who today's guest is. They're in here already, and at the moment they're trying to...
They're having. Well. They're trying to alter the height so of the of the stand for the keyboard. And at the moment, they're looking very similar to me when I try and fix the height for my ironing board.
Yeah. Becky, tell us who today's guest is that you've booked.
Tim Minchin.
Yay! Yeah. Hi, Tim.
Hi. This is pretty professional, sort of high class stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now scrambling around, wondering where I put my phone.
Only the best at Radio 1. Now, Becky has twice brought in Tim Minchin, not actual Tim, but him as a subject for show and tell. So it's not a big surprise that she's booked you, because she is a big fan.
Is it a disappointment for you?
No, not at all.
Oh. you seem to be washing your hands
no,
of this
no.
booking.
It's just we all have to book a guest every day, right, and that's Becky's. So explain to everyone, if they haven't yet become addicted to Tim, exactly who he is, because they will be once they give him a go.
Yeah, well, I've brought the YouTube stuff in before, but yeah, he's very, very funny and sings songs that will make you happy.
That's right, he makes you very happy.
More, yeah.
Plus the keyboard's at the right height.
Yeah. How's it going with the keyboard now, Tim?
Well, look, I can do it. Oh, this is good.
Amazing. Now, if you haven't heard Tim before, this is what he sounds like.
My name is Tim, I write funny songs and sing, and if you don't think funny songs are funny, well, I respect your right to think exactly what you like, but you're sure as not getting back your money. Your love for me is not debatable. Your sexual appetite's insatiable. You never ever make me waitable. Delectable, inflatable you. Take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags to the supermarket. Take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags to the supermarket. Take your canvas bags.
It's a big environmental song.
It goes for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Take your canvas bags to the supermarket.
And that, basically, Tim, is all we can pretty much play at this time.
This is the trouble. Becky's got me on. She's like, oh, we got a keyboard. And I just sit out there in the little booth just panicking because I go, well, I don't know what I can play. Not that my stuff's just constantly shocking or anything, but
no, it's just a bit
always,
dark and rude.
There's always something that makes it not quite breakfast material.
Yeah. So is there any that you could play at this time?
Well, I thought there is a love ballad that I can play. That's just a really nice love song I wrote for my when I got married. I got married to a woman.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're doing this thing today where we're all being we're trying it on both sides for today, aren't we? Like,
are
Fergie,
we still doing that?
Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
She's decided she likes girls and boys now, so that's our homework.
Is that before or after we've eaten all the contents of your freezer?
After.
Oh, right. Before. Otherwise. You've got, like, Kievs and garlic and stuff.
That's true.
Surely that's something you could do together with a partner of your choice. Like, either a girl or a boy, you could eat the contents of your freezer.
Yes, you would do
that. You could.
He wants to make it more communal.
Now, with this piano, see, yeah. I know it's big and a bit, you know, obviously you have to get it at the right height. We need to get some use out of this, because the last time we had this in the studio, it was brought in here for Hugh Jackman. And he was on Edith's show, and our boss did some research for this interview, and he discovered by looking at Wikipedia that Hugh Jackman is actually brilliant at playing the piano. So they got that huge piano that you've got right there into the studio, and they're like, right, Hugh, apparently you're brilliant, off you go. And he went, I wish I could play. So just bad research. So we've been kind of looking for a guest ever since that can play this, just to get some use out of it, really.
I can play it, but I'm not good looking or a wolf. So we all have our strengths.
And also, we were saying this earlier, that what we like about your songs is that they are quite thought-provoking. You've got a bit of death in there, a bit of religion, a bit of hypocrisy, but also there are some willy jokes still.
Yeah, quite. So there's boobs.
There are boobs as well.
Often all in the same song.
Yeah. So are you going to do a little bit for us now? Please, nothing rude.
I'll just do a love song. It's something
that.
A little different.
Okay, let's do it. Tim Minchin on Radio 1. It's Becky's guest.
This is a song I wrote for my wife.
Okay.
When we got married. I should just start, Janae. It's already quite long.
We've got years ahead of us. We've got people who care for us. We've got Sunday morning coffees in the sun. We got Monday night television. We've got years of happiness. We've got decades of laughter ahead. Yeah, we've got Christmases with family by the sea. We've got wine and vintage cheddar. Yeah, I have everything a man could ever want, and all I'll ever need is you. 'Cause nothing can stop us now. Only the good times left. Nothing can stop our love, except terminal illness or sudden accidental death.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Thanks.
When did she first hear that?
I think it was the day after we got married.
Oh, right.
Yeah, after. I put it in writing for her.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
She didn't walk down the aisle to it, right?
No. I do my new song, If I Didn't Have You, Someone Else Would Do, is her second most favourite song.
Now, Tim, we're going to take full advantage of you being here, if that's okay.
Sure.
I think Becky has booked you as a guest today, not just to be hugely entertaining, but also win her the prize of a weekend with my dad. Oh. That's the prize. You get to spend a lovely weekend in my dad's house.
I love those weekends with his dad.
On the northern French coast, yeah. Now, we appear somehow to be putting on a musical at the Edinburgh Festival.
I heard about this.
Yeah, it was all a bit of an accident. It all came about because there were some weird flyers going around the internet saying that I was going to play Rick Astley, Chris de Burgh and every other 80s pop star, all rolled into one, in a musical called Rick Rolling the Musical. That's not true. But now...
This
seems to be happening. We booked the theatre, it's all set. So, have you written musicals before?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that, please?
You just get as many rhymes as you can for in your case, Scott.
Yeah.
And you just stick him in a song... And get a whole lot of people to dance.
Okay. See, the way you're describing it doesn't sound that hard.
No, I think you're going to nail it.
Yeah.
Have you got you need a couple of afternoons or something?
Yeah, we've got that at the moment.
Do we need a story?
No, what?
Do we need a story?
I thought you said you were writing a musical.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Oh, geez, sorry.
You just shoehorn the songs in anyway.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought I misheard you. No, it's not a novel, mate. That's a musical.
Now, our listeners are helping to write the musical, because we want them to have a bit of input. You know?
Well, you should always go, you know, if you're going to get someone involved, get the best. And your listeners are obviously...
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
They're the best.
They're sending in a lot of ideas and songs and stuff, you know, and plot lines. You said we don't need those. Right?
No, don't worry about plot lines.
Okay. So if we print out some of the lyrics, maybe, will you help us put them to music? Would that be okay?
Like now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how long have we got? Yes, heaps of time, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean... We could all be here. This could be... We could be witnessing right now, like, the first stages of the new Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Well, that would... Well, I wonder what being in the room when the first stages of the old Mamma Mia happened was like. Oh, yeah. Someone probably went, let's do a musical with the songs of ABBA, and someone went... Yeah. And then they just did. Now they're rich, and we're very cross.
Well, this could be us soon. Mm. Can I ask, what would you normally be doing at this time if you weren't writing a musical for Radio 1?
Writing a musical for someone else. I'm actually writing a musical at the moment. That's my job at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd be at home having breakfast with my child. Mm. I have a child that stops me doing what I want.
Yeah.
That's what children are for, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'd be doing what I don't want.
What musical are you doing at the moment, then?
I'm not allowed to talk about it, actually, but it's a... Yeah, really, I should have... I'm glad I brought that up. Yeah, do you want me to tell you more about what I'm not doing? I'm writing a musical for a theatre company. It's a children's musical. Right. I'm writing a children's musical.
Okay, well, if we could nab you first for some stuff in a minute, we'll print out some lyrics. Is that all right? We've got those, haven't we? Mm-hmm. And we'll give them to Tim and see what he comes up with. This is going to be very exciting, because we haven't had any songs before now. We booked the theatre. We don't have any cast. This is going to be like the beginning of something great.
Yeah,
this is
sure. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Now, you know, we were saying earlier about how the only time you've ever been around to my house is when we put cameras in it and put it on the internet on ScottCam.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for today. Are you busy?
Very.
Oh. Well, after you finish doing whatever you're doing that involves you wearing a suit, which you are doing.
Yeah.
What time are you free-ish?
I would have thought about two-ish.
Perfect.
Three-ish.
And that's a busy day for you, Mark. Oh, it's so difficult. I've got to finish at two.
No.
My life is so hard.
No, hang on. I didn't say that. All I said was that I had things to do today.
Very busy. Finish at two.
I wish I hadn't come in today.
Anyway, I was saying about you haven't come around to my house. I need your help, and you could do this for me this afternoon. Are you in, Becky?
Yes.
You don't even know what it is yet?
No.
Okay.
But I love it.
I came downstairs this morning. There's a massive puddle on the floor by the freezer.
Right.
Ooh. The freezer's broken. There's nothing else.
I thought it was something to do with your flat, mate.
That could be possible after a weekend, but no. So the fridge bit is working. The freezer is not. It's just stopped.
Okay.
Okay? And there's quite a lot of stuff in there. So I'm going to have to eat it all this afternoon.
You want me to come around and eat the contents of your defrosted freezer?
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to go to waste, and I don't want that. You can't waste food. So who's up for it?
Yes.
We're going to have a feast at mine this afternoon.
I'm so pleased I said yes. What have you got?
I got fish fingers.
Yeah.
Got some mini pizzas.
Mini pizzas? I thought you were posh, like a celebrity.
No, I like those. Don't you not like those ones? They cost about like...
pound for five?
Yeah, pound
for
five.
Just cheese and tomato in a stack.
The ones where they stuck them up.
Yeah.
Those.
They're well good.
They are. Because they don't taste anything like pizza, which is brilliant. That's why I love them.
You know, they do like come down with me last night and serve them on a hairy teenager, are you?
No. I'm getting a few texts about that, actually, from people saying it was really gross. They were probably just people that have just switched on and just woken up. We were talking about this earlier. There was a hairy Bristolian teenager on Come Dine With Me last night who...
I don't want to eat a soggy defrosted pizza off a hairy teenager.
I hate sushi. I hate a man led on the table with sushi on his chest even more. How distasteful is that?
I know, isn't it? Anyway, what else have I got?
Have you got mini Kievs?
I have got some Kievs, yeah. There's only a couple of them, though.
Have you got anything sweet, though?
I've got some, I think just for special occasions, I've got some Viennetta.
Right.
But isn't that all going to be... Oh, that's just going to be like milkshake now, isn't it?
I got some Neapolitan as well, which we could make into a milkshake, because by the time we get there, you're saying 2 o'clock, it's going to be all over, isn't it?
Yeah,
I
tell you what...
Especially if I've been there since 10:30.
Given the contents of your freezer, it's no surprise your body is a temple. Pizza, mini Kievs, Viennetta and Neapolitan.
I'm telling you, I eat like a celebrity.
Have you got a prawn ring?
There's no prawn rings.
No.
I can't really stick prawns. Got some fish cakes, and I've got one cod mornay left.
Oh, well, now I'm round. Now I know you've got
that. I see that one.
See you at two then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tim Minchin is with us. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Did you hear that girl go, hi, when I said hi to her from you?
Oh, really?
Bless you. Yeah, you were too busy writing a song.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was really nice. She's going to come and see you soon.
I like that.
Some people are a little concerned that it's Tim Vincent. Who is our guest today?
No,
just switching on, a bit confused that it's Tim Vincent. No, it's not. It's Tim Minchin.
Who's Tim Vincent?
He's a TV presenter. Used to do Blue Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit like him.
Similar. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's that?
I'm Alice.
Hi, Alice. Where are you today?
I'm in Swansea.
How can I help?
Well, I'm going to go see Tim Minchin in September.
Oh, you mean on my autumn tour that I'm doing?
I am. Yeah.
Do you love him?
Pardon?
Do you love him?
I do, but my friend Holly loves you more.
Let's have a competition.
I'm speaking about you like you're not here. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, Alice, say hi to Tim anyway.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi. I'll see you in September, okay?
Yeah, let's go. Look out for the two gingers in row Q.
Okay, I'll throw something at you. Bye.
Okay, bye. A lot of people are saying they come to see you on tour. When's that on?
September through October.
Okay. Is it different with comedians to be in a band, obviously? Because when you go on tour, they can just play all their old stuff and you have to come up with new stuff, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in a sort of good position, I think, because I write silly songs, which means I've got the comedian's obligation to come up with new stuff all the time, but I can fall back on
You can get the old ones on.
This tour's
Well, this tour is actually the whole same show as I toured last year. It's big, the tour last year sold out, so we're doing another one.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Roll it out.
Yeah, get it out. Okay. Right. Scott Mills, the musical. We've had some ideas and some, you know, bare bones of songs from our listeners, and Tim is here today, and hopefully he's got something for us now.
Well, I thought I just went out there for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't take you long, does it?
Well, it did. Well, wait till afterwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does take me long. That's
okay,
the point.
Good.
But I'll do a little bit of the lyrics that this person sent in.
Okay.
And I'll just do that one, and then I'll do my one.
Anything is a start, Tim, because we've got nothing at the moment.
Okay. Obviously, this doesn't exist yet, but is this the name of the person who sent that in?
No,
that's just random. That's the name of the printer.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just lyrics I'm reading from someone else.
You are my special friend, the only one who understands me, the only one who I demand be here.
That's pretty good.
Other friends, they come and go, but only true friends like you know. You're part of my routine, oh. You're the best I've ever seen, oh. You're better than caffeine, oh. You make me bounce like a trampoline, oh. You make me say things quite obscene, oh. I think, see what she's doing here? Yeah. It's like just een, but with an O. Oh. And next morning, I look quite green, oh. You're damaging my spleen, oh. You're my trusty glass of Pinot. That's good.
Okay. Okay.
That is good.
And this is me. I was just trying to write a song about the stuff because I don't actually know you very well. We're not mates, are we?
We've only just met.
We're mates now, though.
Yeah,
so I was just taking what I learnt from this morning, right?
Okay, good.
Do you know that if you're in Australia, you'd be called Millsy, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, everything's...
Do you get called Millsy?
I know we're away on the end.
So there was a guy, there was a big brother famous guy in Australia called Millsy. So anyway, I couldn't... So it starts with... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh, what... Key? Name a letter between A and G?
F.
Millsy.
No, that's not.
Da 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 dee dee da. Millsy, Millsy. Moves me and thrills me. Always fulfills me. Though it sucks when he bills me. Oh, Scott, you are everything I'm not. And yet you give me all I've got. And your freezer holds a lot. Scott and I have such a lovely time, eating vindaloo and drinking wine, watching videos three at a time. Some videos we watch are quite a failure. Like last week I rented out Australia. That little effort didn't last long. Scott hates it when Hugh won't play a song. But the favourite video we've ever had was the one I made of Becky's dirty weekend with Scott's dad.
There you go.
Thank you, Tim.
That's good. That's a good start, I think.
For 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Seriously, thank you very much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh! What's a curdy?
Well, 8:20 always happens bang on time, but this feature at 8:20 doesn't.
I thought this feature was meant to be at 8:30.
Yeah.
What's a curdy?
There's news at 8:30.
But you always say, oh, what's occurring coming up at 8:30?
Yeah, and then the news is normally about 8:37. This is going to throw me for the rest of the day, though.
Mm.
Is it ruining your routine?
Yeah.
Not as much as it is people that are going to work at the moment.
No,
sorry, it's so
really
early, everyone.
Them.
Bit confusing. Right. It's our guessing game. Oh, what's occurring? You tell me what happened next. Chappers versus Becky. Play along on the way to work on 81199. First one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, recently there was a TV show in America that did like a on-the-street survey. And from that survey, it turned out more people know where SpongeBob SquarePants lives than where the American president lives.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you think to yourself, that wouldn't happen here, would it? Surely, that must just be America.
No.
So we put this to the test earlier, only we went to Stupid Street. What we did was we showed them a picture of number 10 Downing Street and asked them, who lives there? We also asked them, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Just to see what answers we got, right? Out of 8 people, which question would most of them get right? Would it be, who lives at number 10 Downing Street? Or will it be who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, no.
This is a good one. Becky.
I hope number 10.
Chappers.
Well, you've only given us two options, so I'm going to have to go for the pineapple under the sea. Please
not. Let's find out.
What's occurring?
So we showed Stupid Street a picture of number 10 and said who lives there. We also asked them who lives in a pineapple under the sea. Let's find out the results.
Hello.
Hi.
Who do you think lives in this house?
David Beckham.
Why?
Because it's got railings outside.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know who lives there?
No.
Who do you imagine lives there?
Someone old.
Oh, right. Like who?
Someone's grandma.
Anyone famous or just a general grandma?
Just a general... Maybe like Margaret Thatcher or someone like that.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know who lives here?
Frank Lampard.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know who lives in this building?
No.
Who do you think?
Peter and Jordan.
Peter and Jordan? Why would you think Peter and Jordan live there?
Because it just looks so them.
And do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Do you recognise that building?
No.
Who could you imagine living in a building like that?
Someone rich. David Beckham.
Why do you think that?
Because it just looks like he would live there.
Do you know who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
Who?
SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
Who do you think would live there? Do you recognise that?
No, but somebody rich with far too much money, more than sense.
Peggy Mitchell.
Who?
Peggy Mitchell.
Barbara Windsor.
Barbara Windsor, that's the one.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
They're obsessed with Barbara Windsor on...
They are.
...on Stupid Street.
They love Babs on Stupid Street.
Who do you think lives in this house?
David Beckham.
Why?
Because it's got railings outside.
That's right. You think David Beckham, railings outside, that's what you think.
Did the number 10 on the door not give it away?
I don't know. A lot of people said David Beckham, or...
Peter and Jordan.
Peter and Jordan. Why would you think Peter and Jordan live there?
Because it just looks so them.
So them.
Oh!
It's the railings.
What's occurring?
How stupid is that person? They don't even live together.
So, SpongeBob, more people knew where he lives, in a pineapple under the sea.
That's
so
just embarrassing.
Chappers gets the point. Love Stupid Street. You know JLS?
Yeah.
You know Aston from JLS?
Yeah.
You know Aston?
I know Aston.
You know? You know, yeah?
Yes, I know.
He was on Switch last night.
Right.
With Annie Mack and Nick Grimshaw, you know?
Yes, I know.
Here's my question to you. On Switch last night, you know, how many times did Aston from JLS say, you know? Becky.
32. Why the tut?
Because it's 31.
You're such a child.
Is it 31?
Were you listening to Switch last night? I thought you were watching Come Dine With Me.
You can do both.
So, are you saying 31,
yeah.
Chappers? Becky says 32, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Aston from JLS, you know?
Okay, we've got Aston from JLS in the building.
What are we doing? I think, you know, like, you know, it's crazy right now, you know.
Really?
It's a mix, really, you know. Everyone was just, you know, they don't think we, you know. They don't walk with me, you know. It's about, you know, she's made your heart stop, you know. You can't live without her and, you know, thing, you know, where, you know, kind of lost someone that you've loved or something like that. And, you know, you can just have it, you know.
Wow. You know, that confused me because Annie Mack went and Aston's in the building and then he was on the phone.
Maybe he couldn't get into the studio. Maybe he was stuck,
in the lift or so.
Or stuck in the loo, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chappers, you were right to go 31 because it was 16.
Good start to the week, this.
Very good. You're doing well. Thanks, Aston, you know.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. You know when we slow people's... You know when we slow people's voice down? We do it on the Windows Media Player. You can put it on a slow speed and it makes them sound like they've had a couple of glasses of wine. We've been doing this a bit lately. Now, you know Greg James? he's doing our show in the afternoon. He's not doing his normal early show at the moment. Mm-hmm. Somebody called Twin B is doing that. He's on all week. And that show this week is being produced by the lovely Matt Fincham. Now, early this morning, during Twin B's show, which is normally Greg James, we called Matt up in the studio with clips of Greg James slowed down so he sounds a little bit drunk, all right? Remember, this is Greg's normal show. So we phone up Matt in the studio. He's producing. My question to you, how many times could drunk Greg call before Matt got annoyed and slammed the phone down? So I'm playing clips of slowed down Greg.
How many calls?
How many calls?
Three.
How many times? Chapa says three. Becky says
four.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's slowed down Greg calling up Matt Fincham in the studio earlier.
Why three?
Who's that?
It's Matt.
Matt?
Yeah.
It's Greg.
Greg who?
Greg James.
You sound terrible.
I normally do this show.
Yes.
How's it going then?
Good.
Where How's are you Twin
where are you
B?
From, Greg?
Is she better than me?
Greg?
Yes!
Okay.
That's one.
Next one.
Why three?
Do you love me, Matt?
No, I don't.
Say
Look,
you
I've got
love 19
me. Seconds of a record. I'm trying to produce a radio show.
Come
Call
on,
back in
Fincham.
A bit. Bye.
Two.
Get him.
Call him back.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's that?
Do you love me, Matt?
Is this Greg James again?
Say I love you, Greg.
Greg, why are you up at 6:30? You should be making the most of a lie-in.
Shall I come into the studio?
No, stay in bed.
Do you need me to come in?
State. Have you been drinking?
I love you, Matt.
Yes, I love you too. But
do something crazy.
What?
Do something crazy.
Right, Greg, I'm going
I've
out.
I've had a little bit too much.
Yes, go and sleep, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Say, Greg is the best.
Okay. We even managed to squeeze one more out.
What?
Matt?
What?
Say, Greg James is the best.
No!
Say,
I don't believe that's
true. Can I play the MP3 game?
Right, that was... Four calls we got in there. Well done, Becky.
Yes.
So it's two to Chappers, one to Becky on today's I Was a Curry. Let me know how you did on 81199.
Oh!
Podcast. And it is Best Guest Week Day 1. And Becky has brought us her favourite piano playing comedian, Tim Minchin, in. She's a big fan of all piano playing comedians, but you are the favourite by far.
Oh, thanks, Becky. Is there a different guest every morning
yeah.
for 5 days and then you compete?
Yeah, but what's happening is...
That sucks coming first. There's no way I'll win.
Well, James in Manchester says that, whoever it's going to be for the rest of the week, there's no competition because you're a living legend.
Oh, well, James... Yeah, James and I have a thing going.
But if you do turn out to be the best guest of the week, because we will have to book one...
Shall I get to come back?
Well, no, both you and Becky get to spend a weekend at my dad's house in northern France.
Which is better?
Making videos.
Yeah. Northern France, pretty much the same as... Southern England, in my experience. But, you know, you can have a nice time and the wine's cheaper.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a lovely
amazing.
House. And my
can
dad will make you feel very welcome.
Brilliant. Can I bring my kid?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's absolutely fine. There's enough rooms and stuff.
Babysitting Becky. She's a babysitting Becky.
So, Becky booked Tim. Now, you live in Britain most of the time now, do you?
Yeah, I live in London. London.
Not London.
London.
So it wouldn't be too inconvenient to go away for the weekend to France?
No, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And what about coming around this afternoon to eat the contents of my freezer? Because we've got garlic Kievs, we've got salmon fish cakes, we've got normal fish cakes, we've got fish fingers, we've got toad in the hole, we've got family lasagna.
What's a garlic Kiev?
Like the little chicken
it's
garlic.
It's like cheese and garlic wrapped in chicken.
Mm. Sure, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm there.
Are you Edinburgh this year?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Scared of the competition, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was going to be there, and then I heard about this, and I thought, well, there's not room for two stupid musicals.
No.
So no. No, it's so many people do that year in, year out thing, and I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to write a new show every year, you have to, that's your whole life, you know. And I tour in Australia as well, and I'm probably going to spend some time in America next year, so I can't write a show a year.
Now, our musical is on for 3 nights, and we think it's the second week of August at the festival. Have we got enough time, realistically, to sort this out, Tim?
You've got so much time.
Yeah?
That's ridiculous. In fact,
how long would it take you to write a musical normally?
Well, as long as I've got, you know. Yeah. I've got 6 weeks till I have to have my first draft of this mystery musical I'm writing now in, and that's sort of a lot of time. Depends.
That'll be fine.
Look, if it's only 3 nights, I think if you had 3 weeks, that'd be heaps. My concern is that your deadline's not hard enough. You're gonna get
complacent.
Yeah, and then by the end you'll be so confused. You need to have a clear story arc. Scott is born, gets his first radio gig, eats the contents of his freezer, falls in love, and dies.
Right.
No more. Nothing.
Needs to be
else.
A storyboard. Right?
That's what, and that's pretty close to the.
That's pretty
truth.
Close to the truth, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you need to do.
Wow.
Don't pretend your life is more than that.
So we don't need anything else bar those 5 plots.
Yeah, that's it.
See, I think we've overcomplicated it until now. I think we need to simplify everything.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel weird that your life is boiled down to those 5 things?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's kind of...
You've got to be used to it.
Accurate. So, Tim Minchin, thank you very much for coming in today. Best guest week, day one. It's always hard being first, but I do appreciate you coming in. And like I said, up for grabs that weekend in northern France with Becky and my dad.
So if I don't win, I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Okay. Thanks for coming in today. Sorry about the height of the piano.
Oh, it's fine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Charming man. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.